Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Barr. This is our last segment of the day. Oh. It always goes by so quickly, especially when Greg Bach is here on Wednesdays. But Jane, you said that we had one text message from our last conversation?
We did, about what makes a Christmas movie, from the 262. Thank you so much. If the movie works without the holiday, for instance, Die Hard, it is not a holiday movie. Elf doesn't work without Christmas. Trading Places does work without it.
I love that answer, 262.
That was my mom. I guarantee it was my mom. And she's out of my will. No more presents for her. I'm incensed. Christmas is over.
Well, if you are looking for a way to give back, pay it forward, help Ukraine, there is a Wisconsin-based company that can help you do that. Door County Candle Company, for the last 9 months, has been helping and sending funds to Ukraine through their candles. And I read about this in the Green Bay Gazette, Green Bay Press Gazette. And so to round out today's show and end on a high note, Christiana Trapani is here, who is the owner of Door County Candle Company. Christiana, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
And so, how did you, I mean, I guess when you started this, it was, Ukraine was so much, I'm guessing it was when Ukraine was so much in the news, but you've kept it up. And so what, how much money have you been able to raise for this?
Yeah, so we are at $800,000 of a donation. And
that
we
is
are,
insane. That is so much money. That's a lot of candles.
It's a lot of candles. Yeah, when we launched it, I'm Ukrainian and I have family in Ukraine. So I have, close ties. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'd love to raise, like, I said $5,000. And my mom, I remember, she's like, well, that's so much. And maybe we'll match you so you get there. And I'm like, well, thanks, Mom. Like, I appreciate it.
Sounds very Wisconsin. That's so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're at 800,000 now. We're getting ready for another donation. And we have the tin candles going on now, too.
So there's two. If I understand this correctly, there's buying a candle that sends money, but you're also sending candles because Ukraine needs light, right?
Yes. So what we're doing, on Black Friday, we basically change it up with the Ukraine candle. So now if you buy a Ukraine candle, we send a candle to Ukraine, to families and people who don't have power and need light. We also have a Thank You Poland candle, which I'm thanking Poland for being wonderful allies. We're donating those profits to Razem, the nonprofit we're working with. And people also have the option, if they don't want a candle, they just want to help and send a candle, they can buy a candle, a tin candle on our site, and then we will ship that to Razem, and then Razem in New York will send it to Ukraine. And we have already, I think, close to like 4,000 tins to send to Ukraine.
So you're busy.
Yes, very busy.
Has this been a huge spike as far as like what your demand has typically been? Because when did you start the candle company, Door County Candle?
So actually, I bought the business last year in June. So I'm still kind of new in the business. So I bought it last year in June. And then in February, we launched the fundraiser. And typically, this candle company would make about 15,000 candles a year, like total. And we've already made and sent over 85,000 Ukraine candles. So it definitely, it broke some equipment of ours, and it definitely did.
Oh my gosh. And so, I mean, this has to be just overwhelming as far as what the support has been. And so is it just because of word of mouth, or how did it grow so much that your goal was 5,000 and you've hit over $800,000?
Yeah, it's incredible. So really, I posted a video on our Facebook in February when we launched it. And from there, it really grew. It grew very big. And then mid-March, we got picked up by World News of David Muir and PBS
awesome.
NewsHour.
Yep.
In the same week. So that really obviously helped a lot to get it out, to get the message out, and to get our mission out. So that helped a lot. And it kind of slowed down in like August and September. It wasn't as many Ukraine candles. But now with, winter coming and their new tin initiative, it's definitely picked back up, which is amazing.
And so is your family that's still over there, are they doing okay?
Yeah, they, they're okay as far as, okay.
Obviously.
But my aunt, like 2 weeks ago was saying how the bombs were getting closer And my my cousin's wife, her family's from Poland, and they offered to take her to safety. She just had to get to Poland, but she said she was just too afraid to leave. So that's where the Thank You Poland candle came from. But they're very strong, and they're, as all Ukrainians are, they're very strong. But yeah, I mean, it's just so hard, like, especially like hearing it, directly, like you see on the news, one thing, but when you hear it directly, it's from, you know, it's just so hard, but I'm happy that we can take that and channel it into something to help.
And honestly, this is such an incredible and so easy, right? Because it's being able to, I mean, the Thank You Poland candle. It's $30. Yeah. The Senate candle to Ukraine, the tin candles, $15. You know, and so it's such a small effort that's built up to be such a big impact. I can imagine.
It's so easy. I just bought a Ukraine candle right now, and I just bought a tin candle. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And so if you would like to buy any of these candles, either donate, help out, the website is doorcountycandle.com. Is there anything else you'd want people to know as far as the initiative, the project, the company?
Just thank you. I mean, all the candles make such a difference. And if they want to write a message to people in Ukraine, they can include it in the gift message. And we're actually handwriting all of those messages and putting them right on the tins to make sure that people can read them. And we're going to make it our goal to write messages of love to them. So yeah, thank you. It all makes a big difference. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Christiana, you guys are so busy. Did you have to like enlist your pets to help you make candles so you can keep up with all this demand?
Yeah, we're so grateful and lucky and blessed because we had like a huge community of support of volunteers comes like day one. Like we had 10 people come the first day we launched it and they're like, how can we help? I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, I have no idea. Like what's going on? And since then, I mean, we've had volunteers come to clean candles, label candles, ship candles. It's like right now we're shipping and three of the five, my mom's back there. She's there. She's here every day. And we have two other volunteers who are helping us pack and they just want to help. And it's amazing. We've had volunteers also fly in from Washington to come for the week and volunteer.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's
awesome.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
People are so wonderful.
Christiana Trapani, this is an incredible, incredible project and initiative, and you're helping so many people. And so thank you for everything that you do. Please go buy a candle, Door County Candle Company. We will link it in all of our stuff today. Thank you so much for joining us and telling and sharing your story.
I appreciate you all having me. Thank you.
Yep.
Have a great day. And for us, that'll do it. That's our show for today, guys. Stick around for Dueling Tangents or the Chad Holmes Show. But for us, we'll be back tomorrow. This has been Greg will not. But Jane and I will be here. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.